Greetings in the Savior's most worthy name. I greet you in that name because Peter said unto you who believe, He is precious. An opening thought for today, weep not over your inability. Just make sure of your availability to Him who has all ability. Let us pray. Our God and Father, we bless Thee today for that love that is so wonderful, that love that indeed meets every need. Oh, how wonderful is the Lord Jesus, and with Peter of old, unto us who believe, truly, He is precious. Our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray that You would speak today to all listening, blessing those that are Yours, and causing any out of Christ to turn in faith to Christ the Savior, that they may know thereby, through the Word of God, that they do have, now possess, eternal life. We ask it, our God. We give You thanks in the Savior's worthy name. Amen. We read again from Ephesians, Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Why did He love it? Why did He want it for Himself? He desired a body. He desired a bride. And thus, He gave Himself for the church. We've previously seen that Christ, as the head of the body, the bridegroom, has for Himself the church, His bride. And also, He is the cornerstone of the building that belongs to Him. He calls it His church, His body, His bride, His building. We also noted in previous weeks that in concern for this very valuable possession, He gave gifts to the church and for the church, for its expansion, for its protection, and for the provisions necessary for His body and His bride. Keep in mind, He is the sole, the only head of His body, the church. He is also the bridegroom for the bride, the church which He loved and gave Himself for. Last week, we considered a very vital and important, but very neglected subject. We read from 1 Peter 2 about the priesthood of all believers. Reading from 1 Peter 2 and verse 5, Ye also as lively or living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. And then a purpose. What for? To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And then from the same chapter, verse 9, Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should, note this, show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Notice, in 1 Peter 2, we are called a holy priesthood. We are called also a royal priesthood. Now, unlike the Old Testament priesthood, where only the family of Aaron from the tribe of Levi could function as priest, all Christians, note this, all believers, every saint of God, each and every born-again individual are called by the Scriptures priest of God, holy priest, royal priest. Now, this doesn't imply that all people, all Christians are preachers. Ministry is the exercise of a spiritual gift and the divinely appointed means of conveying that truth from God to the souls of men. Though God does not call or gift all for public ministry or preaching, He does desire something from each of us, note, as holy priest. In John 4, we read, God is seeking worshipers. In Hebrews 13 and 5, we read, By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. How long since you've stopped, Christian friend, and spent time doing nothing but worshiping God, telling Him you love Him. You know, we feel it so important, the Christians with whom I fellowship, that every Sunday evening we have an hour set aside where we come together for the sole, the express, the only purpose of worshiping Him. We come and praise Him. We come and adore Him. We come to bless His name. We don't come to preach. We don't come to teach. We don't come to exhort one another. We come at that particular hour, though we do these things at other times, we come at that particular time to worship Him. He is today seeking worshipers. Now, the Father is seeking worshipers. The Son is seeking sinners. And once He finds these sinners, or at least He knows where they are, once they recognize that they're lost, condemned, and hellbound, and in repentant faith turn to the Son of God and trust Him, He takes these rebels, He takes these reprobate sinners, He converts them, and He changes them from lost sinners into worshipers. The Father today is seeking worshipers, and those that would worship Him, those that would tell Him they love Him, those that would acknowledge who He is and what He's done, He wants them to bow at His feet and love Him. And He calls them priest. He says, you are a holy priesthood, capable of offering to Me the sacrifice of praise, continually the fruit of your lips, giving praise and thanks to His blessed name. Friend of mine, if you're a born-again believer, if you're a sinner saved by the grace of God, He says, I've given you eternal life. And now I want you to worship Me. I want you to perform the duties of a holy priest by coming into My presence in the precious name of My Son and worshiping at My feet. Have you done it? Have you ever told Him you love Him? Have you ever fallen down before Him and said, Lord God, I acknowledge You're all, You're everything. And unto you who believe, the Lord Jesus is precious. Peter in verse 5 tells us we are a holy priesthood. And then in verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 1, or chapter 2 it is, He says we are a royal priest. So we see that the priesthood has two functions. The holy priest is the one who offers up spiritual offerings in praise and worship acceptable to God by the Lord Jesus Christ. So they are the royal priest who carry the blessings of God to those around. Let me restate that. The two functions of the priest is going into God for worship and coming out from God to serve among others. Now, the Lord Jesus is the great high priest. He was the one who went to God. The first example we have of this. The priest and the shepherd who became the sacrificial Lamb of God that died for the sake of the flock. He went to God and offered Himself a sacrifice well-pleasing to the Father. He offered Himself. And then from that sacrificial altar, He comes back to us. And today, He offers Himself not to God. He did that on the cross. He did that on the altar. But today, as the royal priest, He offers Himself to us, a Savior, a Redeemer, a Lord, and a Master. Oh, friend of mine, can we who have been redeemed and ransomed by His precious blood do anything less than falling at His feet in adoration and worship as a holy priest? And then, as we come from His presence, can we do anything less than be the royal priest of God and share Him with others? In closing, I'd like to draw your attention to a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where we are called the ambassadors for Christ's sake. He hath given us the ministry, the word of reconciliation, and we are His ambassadors. We are to go out and implore and beseech and bring others to Him. As the holy priest, we go into worship. And as the royal priest, we come from His presence among the people of God and represent the living Christ, the great high priest, the sacrificial lamb to those who are dying in sin, because no one has ever told them that in Christ there is eternal life whereby they may know that they're saved. Friend of mine, if you don't know it, trust Him today. He'll give you eternal life and make you a priest who can worship, and a priest who can serve for His glory.